Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode, a new edition of Absolute Truth, Absolutely. This is your host, Gio. I am the youth leader of LWIM, which stands for Living Word Youth Ministries in Miami, Florida. Very happy, very content, very grateful to the Lord that He gives us this opportunity to share the truth in a world full of uncertainty. Some people might ask, Gio, how can you be assured that you have adopted the truth? How can you be so prideful? How can you be so egotistical in saying that you have the truth when many other people also say that they embrace the truth? Well, Jesus made it very clear. He said that when you abide in His word, you will be His disciple indeed. But even furthermore, He says, then you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You pretty much know and understand very clearly when you are walking in truth, because you know, you just know that you walk in liberty. Otherwise, you're pretty much a person who self-deceives. You're an individual who believes that you walk in liberty when you don't, because you have not embraced truth. That's the only way I can explain it. Probably more intelligent men than me have been able to philosophize on it and maybe expound it on it in a much more clear manner. But it's very simple to understand when you walk in truth, when you walk in the truth that is Jesus' words, you're free. And not only that, you begin to see that you start shedding away the contradictions, the hypocrisy that maybe you once espoused and that we all espouse at a given point in our life. And you start shedding that, you start discounting that, and you start making your entire ideology fit in to what Jesus tells us in the Gospels and what we find in the grace period in the New Testament. So you see all of these effects, specifically what Jesus mentions and whatnot, and that coming to fruition. And then you start saying to yourself, you see the benefits of adopting the truth and how that is so utterly beneficial to your own life. And then you want to share it with others. And that's what we try to do with this podcast. We just simply hope, and I implore you, that you share this with your friends and with your family members. They also need to know the truth in a world full of uncertainty. We offer these podcasts for free. The only thing that we ask in return is that you were to share this with your friends and with your family members, those that need to know the truth, so that they too can know the truth and be set free. Now, I want to comment this week in particular about all of the goings-on in Arizona. If you haven't heard, there's a huge controversy that was brewing in Arizona over a Senate bill that was recently passed to Jan Brewer's desk, the governor of Arizona, which she subsequently vetoed on Wednesday afternoon, if I'm not mistaken. And she was under a lot of pressure by many business interests, many business groups, many big corporations, just like, for example, MLB, the NFL, Apple said that they would probably, they were hinting at leaving the state over this proposed legislation which would discriminate. Oh, discrimination. There's that word again, discriminate, that buzzword. Which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is not a bad thing. Don't let anyone ever make you believe that discrimination in some way, shape, or form has this modern-day connotation of racism and intolerance. Discrimination, all it means is choosing one thing over another. You discriminate on a daily basis when you choose this pool of friends versus this other group, which you know is not beneficial for you to constantly hang around them. When you choose a spouse, when you choose to eat this food over this food, when you choose to visit this establishment over the other, when you choose Jesus Christ over Satan, you discriminate on a daily basis. Even the Bible tells us to discriminate, for crying out loud. When Paul tells the Thessalonians to test all things and hold fast to that which is good, he's telling you to discriminate against evil. Jesus tells us in John 7:24 that one of the things that we have to do is to judge with righteous judgment. In other words, you have to discriminate, against that which is falsehood and say, I'm going in favor, or I'm going to adopt that which is true. The Bible is filled with different examples of us, you know, God giving us the ability to discriminate. As a matter of fact, when you say that discrimination is an evil thing, what you're saying is that you're anti-choice. And not in the abortion sense, like today is being said. I'm talking about you are simply anti-choice. You are a person that cannot choose. So therefore, now you open yourselves. Look at what this leads us to. Look at the ramifications. Because if you're anti-choice, now you simply have to open yourself up to all sorts of evil. And I'm pretty sure that's not a place where you want to be. You open yourself up. Now you open your soul to any sort of deception. Very crafty, indeed, if you think about it, the people that promulgate this idea and that they redefine words, look at what they're advocating for. Look at what they promote, what they promulgate, what they disseminate, what they broadcast. They're telling you, leave your brain at the door. We'll think for you. And we'll tell you who you can associate with and who you shouldn't associate with. Even though, if you think about it, that's contradictory because they're telling you to associate with everyone. But then you see their true intolerance when they say of Christians, no, Christians can't choose. Or, you know, Christians can't do this. Christians can't do this. Yeah, it's reverse intolerance. It's reverse bigotry, if anything. Now, you know what? Let me open another parenthesis here. It's very interesting that Apple reared its head in opposition to this legislation in Arizona. Why do I say that? Well, for those of you that don't know, Apple was the beneficiary of many tax breaks so that they can open a new plant, if I'm not mistaken, in Mesa, Arizona. So here is this group, this huge corporation, which was incentivized to open a manufacturing facility in Arizona, and Arizona enticed them to come by giving them a bunch of tax breaks. And lo and behold, now they're trying to blackmail by saying, if you sign this piece of legislation, we might be considering leaving the state. Do you know how costly a proposition that is? Sometimes you just have to call these people for their bluff, you know? Anyways, having said all that, so you see, going back to what we were talking about, all these different huge organizations and business owners, even Mitt Romney, I don't know where he reared his ugly head or why he decided to come out of the woodwork, but trying to interject himself into the political conversation here. Didn't he lose the last election, by the way? Anyways, interject his ugly head into this and say, no, you should veto it. And Jan Brewer received pressure. She was being bullied, the truth is, being bullied by different groups. Even George Takei of Star Trek fame said, oh, this will have many evil implications. You will see our hand if you decide to pass this legislation. Yeah, George, listen, just keep to your side. As a matter of fact, no, you know what? This really shows the intolerance from this militant group, doesn't it? When the will of the people of Arizona has come forth, and yet business owners, all those entities that think that they are greater than the populace that actually makes them who they are by them, you know, providing their capital so that they can become bigger and greater in numbers, when they arise against those people and say, no, those interests are no good. We need to squelch that. Very interesting. So she vetoed it. She vetoed the bill. And the only thing that the bill did was to provide protection for Christian business owners that in their conscience, they could not serve homosexual couples, such as was the case in Washington State, where a baker chose not to bake a cake for the supposed nuptials of a homosexual couple. And the homosexual couple, they sued him, saying that they had to service, this man had to service them because it was discriminatory on his part to do so. And in New Mexico, there was a photographer who said, no, it goes against my religious conscience to photograph you in the day of your nuptials, and it goes against what the Bible teaches, and therefore I can't extend my business services to you. And this homosexual couple also sued. And one of the things, I think it was in this case where the judge told this particular photographer that is the cost of doing business in the United States. You have to offer your services to everyone. Which goes against freedom if you think about it, because if he is the owner or she, whatever the case may be, might be the owner of a particular place of business or business entity itself, shouldn't these people have rights extended to them in the form of they get to choose what to do with the business, when to do it, and how to do it? Huh. So now the desires or the, what shall we call it, the different occurrings, or whatever occurrence anybody wants to have against business owners, that trumps now the rights of business owners. That's pretty ridiculous if you ask me, because private property is something that government cannot interfere with, but yet they do it on a consistent basis. business owners' decisions is something that government neither can the consumers interfere with, and yet it happens on a daily basis. It's legislated, for crying out loud. How, Gio? The Civil Rights Act of 1964. That's how. What? Gio, you can't be serious. I'm absolutely serious. If you get a chance, I implore you, please read Title II of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Let it be said, I do believe that the majority of the legislation is a good piece of legislation. I think it was proper for government to eliminate Jim Crow laws, for government to mend the wrongs that it had undertaken in the past. Let it be said, though, please keep this in mind, that those that were really discriminating, the majority of those that were discriminating, those that were continually, choosing against servicing blacks, or how they were known back in those days, Negroes, you know, those days, were government officials. Comes to mind, for example, Robert Byrd, Al Gore's father, Strom Thurmond. Look up those names and you'll see how segregationist, that's the word I was looking for, segregationist these people were. As a matter of fact, Strom Thurmond has had, by record, by far, the longest filibuster in the Senate, 24 hours and 18 minutes, because he wanted to try to upend the first Civil Rights Act of 1957. Look it up. That being said, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was egregious in Title II in that it forced business owners, private business owners, to service or to extend its services to people that they might not agree to service. And this is a violation of private property rights. This is a violation of property rights, period. And this is a violation of the First Amendment. Freedom of association is contained within the First Amendment. Read it. You can associate with whomever you want, and you can choose not to associate. If the government is going to start forcing us to associate, then we're back to Nazi Germany, where the SS, where the Nazi Party, the Third Reich, was telling churches, no, you have to adopt the communistic ideals, and you cannot tell people that they can't come into that establishment, even though it's privately owned and whatnot. We're back to communism, which we're closely approaching, to be honest with you, in our country. And I implore you, keep praying for our country, because we're going down a slippery slope if we're not down that slope already, you know, down at the end of that slope. So, this situation, it's pretty egregious what's been going on in this country. And you'll notice that Title II, more than anything else, it actually served in our day and age to help segregate Christians. We're in a new sort of segregation nowadays. Now we can segregate against Christians and it's perfectly legal. Because when you look at these court cases where think upon this, ladies and gentlemen, how egregious, how maniacal, how evil can this be? Instead of these people saying, fine, I don't want to give you my business in the first place. If you don't want to extend your services to me, then why would I want to spend my capital on your business? Just go somewhere else. That's part of freedom. That's part of it. But no, these people wanted to force these people. That's why I said at the beginning of the program what I said. How can anything be more anti-freedom than forcing somebody to do something that they don't want to do? But then you have the people say, yeah, Gio, but at the same time, we can't have people saying no blacks allowed, no Christians allowed. Why not? Why not? Why not? That's their right. And if they want to be racist, that's their problem. Government is something completely different. We're talking about the difference between public spheres and private spheres. When we're talking about that is in the private sector, that's a person's right to do with their property and their speech as they will. But the government is totally different. The government is run by us. We are the government. We tell the government, no, you cannot segregate. No, you cannot pick winners and losers. But guess what? The government now interjects itself into private property also and tells business owners that they have to do things, even things that go against their conscience. We've reached a tipping point in the country. And I tell you, it's important for us to be vigilant, keep praying for the country and for those that say that they represent us, because, boy, the ideology gets more and more twisted on a daily basis. Look, you don't have to agree with me. That's fine. But if you say that you uphold freedom, if you say that you believe in religious freedom, then you better take a second look at what you say that you believe if you say you believe in absolute freedom, because now all of the opposite is happening. Now we're beginning to segregate against Christians. And when Christians now are forced to arise against their religious conscience, we have issues. We have issues. And on the other end, you know, homosexuals and everyone else who's militant, you know, when everything goes against their conscience, it's perfectly normal. We have to respect that. But Christians, oh, they're a second tier group. Let's go against their desires, their belief system. It's antiquated anyways, and it's very segregationist. Yeah, we have to be careful with this. Anyways, that's all the time I have left for this edition of the LWM podcast, Absolute Truth Absolutely. I hope that you have enjoyed this. Please share this with your friends, with your family members, so they too can know the truth in a world full of uncertainty. If you are in the vicinity, the Miami vicinity, I ask you to join us for our Friday night youth meetings. We celebrate them every single Friday at 8 p.m., and we are located at 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida. Visit our website for more information on upcoming events and everything that we are undertaking in LWIM. The website address is lwym.org, lwym.org. If you have any questions, email me, G-O-J-I-O, at lwym.org. That's all the time I have left. Until the next edition of the ATA podcast, may the Lord shine his face upon you.